From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Hundreds of supporters of Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr stormed Iraq's parliament building on Saturday to protest a continuing deadlock in approving a new cabinet. The incident inside Iraq's parliament followed Sadr's denunciation of the government's failure to reform a political quota system blamed for rampant corruption. Inside the chamber, protesters danced, waved Iraqi flags, and chanted pro-Sadr slogans. Sadr's supporters have been demonstrating in Baghdad for weeks, responding to their leader's call to put pressure on Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi to follow through on months-old reform promises. Hours after the protesters stormed the parliament, Abadi called on them to return to areas set aside for demonstrations and not to infringe on public property. As night fell, the demonstrators set up tents inside the Green Zone, which houses government ministries, the parliament, and foreign embassies. About 30 airstrikes by Syrian government warplanes and helicopter gunships left 5 people dead in rebel-held areas of the northern city of Aleppo Saturday. According to the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, 250 civilians have died in shelling, rocket fire, and air raids in the contested city since April 22nd. The surge of violence comes as the International Committee of the Red Cross warned that the intensification of fighting could bring many people closer to a humanitarian disaster in Aleppo. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry will travel to Geneva Sunday for talks on the Syrian situation. This is VOA.